Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I'm talking in this episode about those times when someone in your life is critical or negative or makes you feel lousy. What do you do? Well, sometimes you might snap back and shout back and defend yourself. Well, John Gottman, a famous marriage and family therapist, researcher, said that there are four things that are very destructive to any marriage. These are criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. Criticism, of course, is when you're finding fault in the other person. Contempt is kind of an emotion of being better than the other person, kind of like a sneer or like, they're awful, they stink. Defensiveness, of course, is when you're always thinking someone's out to get you and you're not giving anyone the benefit of the doubt. So you kind of jump all over whatever they say, defending yourself. And finally, stonewalling is when you refuse to talk at all and you're silent and maybe you do some passive aggressive non-interaction to show that you're in control. So how do we handle criticism? That's the one I want to talk about today. And if someone's criticizing you, what do you do? I think it can be as simple as saying, hey, thanks for that, but can you think of a positive thing you could say right now? Or I appreciate your concern. I would really love if you could come up with something positive right now. Just pointing it out gently. More often than not, people learn to criticize from their own parents. And we can train them in the way we expect to be treated by simply reversing it in a kind and gentle way. Now, what if you feel an immediate reaction in your body, and a reaction of anger or frustration, and you want to lash out for what they said? Take a deep breath. Take 10 deep breaths if you need to. Maybe even go somewhere else. Just turn on your heel and leave and say, hey, I'll be back in a minute. I don't like what you said. And come back when you're calm and then say your statement. You know, thanks for what you said, but no thanks. I was hoping you could figure out a positive thing you could say instead. And leave it at that. They might not do it, but you've established the boundary. You've let them know clearly, hey, that doesn't leave me feeling too great. I don't like that feeling. So when you say something positive, it really helps. So that's my advice for you today. Give it a try. Create space when your emotions feel too raw. And then when you're feeling a little more stable, go back and say, hey, thanks for that, but turn it around and give me something positive. I would appreciate that. Or I would feel happiest if you could come up with something great about me. Now let's take this a step further. Maybe there's this person in your life who is not capable of anything other than criticism. Then you have every right to avoid them. Whenever that person begins to criticize, say, I don't like what you're saying. This conversation is over. When you want to be positive, I'll be back. And leave it at that. It could be a teenager complaining or an 8-year-old whining, whatever it is. You can just say, I can't hear you when you say words like that or when you use a voice like that. So when you're ready to talk to me with respect and kindness, I'll be ready and I'll be in my room until then. Boundary. Love it, right? So try that out. Let me know how it goes. Email me with your results at support@jenridey.com or send me a voicemail message. All right, my friends, I hope you make it a fantastic week and I will see you next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenridey.com.